小朋友越来越多了。
You realize that we are having more and more children in the church.
看到这么多可爱的小朋友啊，真的是很高兴。
As I look upon these loving children, I rejoice.
也拜托大家能够鼓励很多这个带领儿童事工的一些啊弟兄姐妹们。
And I also want to encourage those who have the responsibility of teaching these kids in Sunday school.
啊，我也盼望你能够参与加入儿童事工。
And I even more, I pray that you can participate in the children's ministry.
因为大家都知道，儿童事工是我们今年的三大目标之一。
I'm sure you are aware that one of the three main goals of this year in the church is to develop the children ministry.
所以我们要多多彼此鼓励，要加油。
Let's encourage one another and let's work more to the goal.
啊，我们一起先做一个祷告。
Let's pray first.
亲爱的阿爸父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
在你所定的主日。
On the day that you have set aside,
全世界千千万万你的儿女来到你的教会来敬拜你。
Your children all over the world come before you to worship you.
是带着欢喜快乐的心来敬拜你。
We come before you with joy.
因为天父，你愿意我们在地上过一个活泼喜乐的生活。
Because you want us to live a life of joy and happiness.
不是常常忧伤的。
Not to live our days on earth being so melancholic.
因为我们领受的是一个丰盛的生命。
Because we have received a wonderful life.
我们看见你自己带领你的教会。
We have seen how you lead and guide the church.
我们看见你使我们教会不断的在成长。
We have seen how you make our church grow.
特别在属灵方面的成长。
Especially in the spiritual area.
因为我们教会的意向非常清楚。
But we have very clear vision.
我们的教会就是做主门徒，传主福音。
Our vision is to be the Lord's disciples and to share the gospel of God.
让我们不要去批评论断别人。
Let's not go and critic others.
让我们检讨我们自己。
Let us look into ourselves.
让我们在你的里面能够不断的成长。
Let's grow in our spiritual life.
因为我们知道你必定深爱你自己的教会。
We knew that you will love your own church.
我们相信你会带领我们的教会更加的兴旺。
And we have trust you that you will even make our church grow.
求你今天早上向我们说话。
May you speak to us this morning.
我们真是带着谦卑受教的心来领受你给我们的信息。
That we come before you with a humble heart to learn from you.
让我们灵里面得到力量。
That we may regain the strength in our spiritual life.
带着你赐给我们的信心、爱心和盼望往前走。
With the strength, with the faith and the hope and the love that we may move forward.
我们感谢赞美。
We give thanks.
将一切的荣耀归给你。
And we honor you with all glory.
祷告感谢，奉靠耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.
今天和大家分享的题目是挣扎的人生。
The title of the sermon that I'm going to preach today is a challenging life.
那我们信了主以后有没有挣扎呢？我们信了主以后有没有挣扎呢
？After we have become Christians.Do we still struggle in our lives?
每一个人都有。
I'm sure every one of us have.
连传道人也有挣扎。
Being a man of God, I was a challenger in life.
所以我们仍然时时刻刻需要主。
Therefore, we continually need the Lord in us.
就讲一般的生活上的挣扎。
Let's just look at the challenges and in our daily lives.
比方说，你的小孩要上南京大学。
For example, which college your child want to go to?
啊，有的州立大学提供很好的奖学金，可以省很多钱的。
Every choice between the state-run colleges that provide a lot of scholarships.
或者要送你的孩子去有名的、很好的私立大学。
Or you send your child to an Ivy League college where which is far away.
啊，不但离家很远，而且要花很多钱呢。
Or it's far away from home, but it's going to be expensive.
做父母的心中有挣扎了。
Then this depends how the parents kind of struggle about that.
其实孩子可能也有不同的挣扎。
Even the children themselves will struggle.
你怎么决定呢
？How do you make the decision?
所以今天早上我们要从约拿单的挣扎来找到原则。
So let us look this morning at the life of Jonathan and through his challenges and his struggles.
那我们知道约拿单是扫罗的 扫罗王儿子。
You all know that Jonathan is the son of King Saul.
但是约拿丹呢和大卫的交情却是非常好。
Yeah, Jonathan has a very good relationship with David.
我再来读撒母耳上十九章一到三节。
Let's read chapter 19, verses 1 through 4 of 1 Samuel.
那我盼望我读的时候。
I hope that while I read,
我们整个人能够进入到那个经文的世界。
And all of our heart may go deep into the word of God.
那样子的话，你的领受就不一样。
And you have different, you receive differently from God.
扫罗对他儿子约拿丹和众臣仆说要杀大卫，扫罗的儿子约拿丹却甚喜爱大卫。约拿丹告诉大卫说：“我父扫罗想要杀你，所以明日早晨你要小心到一个僻静的地方藏身。我就出到你所藏的田里，站在我父亲旁边与他谈论。我看他情形怎么样，我必告诉你。”
English. Saul told his son Jonathan and all the attendants to kill David.Jonathan had taken a great liking to David and warned him, My father Saul is looking for a chance to kill you. Be on your guard tomorrow morning. Go into hiding and stay there. I will go out and stand with my father in the field where you are, and I will speak to him about you and will tell you what I find out.
我们看见什么?
What have you seen?
我们看见扫罗王公开的宣布要杀大卫。
What we see here is that King Saul openly declared that he wishes to kill David.
但是扫罗王的儿子约拿丹呢，却跟大卫的交情非常好。
Yet his own son Jonathan has a very good relationship with David.
所以我们看见约拿丹的心中是有很大很大的挣扎。
At that moment, we can experience and in the heart, deep in the heart of Jonathan, he is struggling.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为一个是他自己的父亲。
Because one is his father.
另外一个是他的巴黎这么好的这个朋友。
Or the other is his good friend.
所以约拿丹夹在亲情和友情当中是非常为难的。
So Jonathan faced a dilemma is between family versus friendship.
这是我们联想到许多的华人家庭也有各种不同的挣扎。
This leads us to some similar kind of experience in a Chinese family.
最常常见到的现象是什么呢?
Most frequently what you can see is,
假如婆婆和媳妇不和的话,
the relationship between the mother and the daughter-in-law.
请问做丈夫的是不是左右为难呢?
If the relationship is not that good, what do you think about the man in between?
做儿子如果说自己的妈妈不对啊，那一定是很不孝顺嘛。
If the son said that his mother is not right, then he will not be very filial to the mother.
如果做先生的只是责怪自己的太太不对，那更伤感情。
But on the other hand, if he says that his wife is in the wrong, that will make the relationship even worse.
所以这个做先生呢，夹在自己妈妈跟太太之间，左右为难，也是很大的挣扎。
Therefore, the man is forced into a decision made between his mom and his wife, and it's really kind of a difficult situation.
这种现象在很多华人家庭当中发生。
And we can see this situation happening in a lot of Chinese families.
除了在人际关系上面的挣扎，
struggles between the human relationship，
还有工作方面的难题。
We also face other challenges like the at workplace，
还有小孩子这个学习的问题。
With regard to our children's education，
所以我们每一个人面对生活都有各种不同的挣扎。
Therefore, every one of us in our lives have different kind of challenges。
那么在约拿丹的挣扎中，首先他要弄清楚一件事情。
But in Jonathan's struggle, he has to make one thing clear.
就是为什么他的父亲扫罗王一定要杀死大卫。
That is why does his father wants to kill David.
这个事情很重要。
That is very important. Because Jonathan does not find anything wrong in David.
到底大卫哪里得罪了他的父亲呢?
As David and enriched his father.
事实上，大卫是一直忠心耿耿地服侍扫罗王的。
In fact, David has been very loyal and devoted to his father.
不但如此，
Not only that,
大卫还打败了巨人哥利亚。
David even conquered a giant Goliath.
大卫那个时候也只不过是一个青少年而已。
At that time, he was only a kid.
但是大卫的勇敢跟大卫靠着神的信心保护了整个以色列的民族。
But his courage coming to the will of God has helped the whole nation of Israel.
所以大卫一点都没有错。
So David has not done anything wrong.
那问题是出在扫罗王他自己。
The problem is with King David himself.
扫罗王一直要追杀大卫的原因就是嫉妒大卫。
King Saul continually persecuted David because he was jealous.
所以当约拿单找到真正的原因以后，
So when Jonathan finally found and followed the truth,
他能做什么呢?
What can he do?
他做两件事情。
He did two things.
第一件事情呢，就是力劝他自己的父亲说，你不要去杀大卫，因为大卫没有做错。
So number one, he immediately persuades his father, telling him that David has done nothing wrong.
但是很可惜呢，这个扫罗王听不进去。
Unfortunately, his father refused to listen.
为什么？
Why?
因为扫罗王他的心已经偏离正道。
Because King Saul's heart had already left the truth.
所以约拿单决定暗中一定要来帮助这个大卫来逃离他父亲的追杀。
Therefore, Jonathan decided he must help David to escape his father's persecution.
那么约拿单在挣扎中做了一个对的决定。
So in his struggle, Jonathan made a very important and correct decision.
那这个对的决定是基于三个原因的。
His decision, right decision, is based on threefold principles.
这个非常重要。It's
very important.
好，我们看这个 PowerPoint. 第一个就是良知的提醒，就是能够分辨是非。
Number one, the first principle is that the conscience will tell right from wrong.
第二个就是要对神忠诚，就是遵行神的旨意。Number
two is faithfulness will lead to fulfillment of God's will.
第三点就是要守住正直，按公义行事。The
third principle is honesty will lead to righteous acts.
我们先来思想第一个重点。Let's
look at the first principle.
就是良知的提醒。It's
conscience, and it will help us tell right from wrong.
我相信大家都会同意一点。I'm sure
you will agree in one thing.
就是神是绝对公平的。God
is very fair, but good fair.
因为神给每一个人都有一颗良心。Because
he has given each one of us something called conscience.
那么在正常的情况之下，人的良心是有声音的。In
generally speaking, conscience that is in our heart has a little voice.
那么，如果一个人做了违背良心的事，
So when that person did something wrong,
他的良心会控告他。
That little voice of his conscience will accuse him.
举例说明吗？
Give you an example.
当有人拿着枪蒙着面去抢银行的时候，
When someone covered his face and went and tried to rob a bank.
他拿着枪蒙着面抢银行的时候，其实他自己也是非常紧张害怕的。
And he is quite nervous as he does that.
为什么？
Why?
因为他的良心不安嘛。
Because his conscience is feeling pressure.
因为他知道他自己正在做坏事。
Well, he knew that he is in the midst of committing a crime.
还有我们大家常见的例子啊。
Another good example.
如果有些男人有婚外情。
Oh, there's a man who is having extramarital affair.
开始之后，他总是想瞒着自己的太太。
Well, he will try his best to not to let his wife know about that.
总是不想让自己的老婆知道。Then
he went to hide it from his wife.
请问为什么？
Why?
因为他的良心不安嘛。
because his conscience is acute.
所以感谢神赐给我们每一个人都有一颗良心。
I thank God that God gave each one of us conscience.
但是因为撒旦魔鬼的工作。
But because of the work of the devil.
那就有人选择麻痹自己的良心。
Therefore, there are people who choose to numb their conscience.
他就不理会良心的声音了。
And they refuse to listen to conscience that is in their heart.
那这样的人呢？因为他单单只看重金钱、情欲的诱惑。
Because he was being tempted by greed and by by greed and by
金钱的诱惑。
The temptation from of greed.
所以我们常常听到这样的话。
So we always heard about that.
良心值多少钱一斤啊
how much does it worth if you have conscience?
所以他们就消灭良心的感动。
So they destroyed the little voice of conscience in their heart.
昧着良心干一些啊很不好的事情。
So they close their eyes and did something that is bad.
因此那些人就成了 quote 没有良心的。
So those people refer to becomeperson without a conscience.
那有人就会问了。
Then there are people who ask.
那牧师怎么办呢？
Well, Pastor, what should we do?
啊，有三个方法。
We have threefold methods.
啊，我们看一下 four point.
Let's look at it.
第一个，为这样的人祷告嘛。
Number one is to intercede on his behalf.
求神来感动他。
The God will touch him.
我们知道神仍然爱他。
You know that God continues to love him.
神希望他的良心能够被唤醒起来。
God wants to awaken the conscience that indwells in him.
所以在属灵的征战当中，为他祷告是最重要的大事。
So if he is going through some kind of spiritual struggles, that is the best time that we pray.
我非常感谢每个礼拜三来教会来我们教会的来的这些祷告的勇士。
I'm glad every Wednesday we have a group of brothers and sisters who are prayer warriors come continually to attend our prayer meeting.
他们就是有一个坚持啊，一个单纯的心和众弟兄姐妹、教会的这些一起来向神祷告。
He came before our heart and together we all pray for one another in the church.
祷告是属灵的发电厂。
Prayer is the generator of faith.
我们不是单单为事工祷告。
We normally pray for the church ministry.
拜托，请不要误会。
Please do not misunderstand.
我们当然是为我们教会的弟兄姐妹的灵命成长祷告。
We especially pray for the spiritual growth of our brothers and sisters.
祷告本来就是属灵的事情。
Prayer is actually something very spiritual.
而且现在祷告会每次还有牧师有一很短的短讲。
And in our Wednesday prayer meeting, I also incorporate a short topic.
所以鼓励你们上班的一个月来一次教会的祷告。
So I encourage some of you who, because of your busy schedules, at least come once a month.
啊，真的能够把这个祷告的火烧起来。
So we can revive this the fire of prayer.
不但为别人祷告，同时也为自己祷告。
Not only do you pray for others, but you pray on behalf of yourself as well.
所以第一点啊，为那些可能暂时做坏事的，或者是暂时有问题的人来祷告。
So the first thing is to be intercede on behalf of those people who are not doing right.
第二重点
Number two,
要靠着神给的智慧来启发他，希望他的良心被苏醒。
Let us seek God's wisdom to enlighten the heart.
这个很重要。
This is very important too.
这就是神给我们学习包容的功课。
This is the lesson that God gives us so that we will be understanding about others.
但是我们需要神给我们智慧。
But we need the wisdom from above.
第三个重点。
And number three.
我们要靠着神的爱来帮助他。
We need to depend on God's love to help us.
带领他来教会来认识主耶稣。
That we may guide and lead him to church and to know about Jesus Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
其实只要你有心，只要你愿意，你就能够帮助。
If there's a will, there will be a way from that.
啊，只要你啊照着这三点去做，神自然会动了奇妙的善。
If you do according to these three points, you will be able to do it.
那这里就连带我们要讲的第二个重点。
And bring us to the second very important principle.
就是要对神忠诚 选择完全来遵行神的话。
And that is faithfulness will lead to fulfillment of God's will.
请大家来读箴言的四章十一节。
Let's take a look at
箴言
Proverbs 4:11.
好，我们一起中文起来。我已指教你当走智慧的道，引导你行正直的路。
Proverbs chapter 4 verse 11. I instruct you in the way of wisdom and lead you along straight paths.
神已经告诉我们要走什么智慧的道。
God already guided and instructed us to go the right path.
行什么正直的路。
So it's to go on straight path.
所以圣经很清楚地告诉我们。
So the Bible has clear instructions.
我们要做一个诚实正直的人。
We have to become someone who is
integrity.
Yeah, a person of integrity.
就是要让我们的良心有一个正常的运作。
That our conscience may perform its function thereof.
那如果我们心里有不安的事情，就绝对不要去做。
So if your gut feeling tells you that that's not right, don't do it.
不该想的事情，就绝对不要去想。
Things that you are not supposed to think, so don't even fantasize about it.
我们要感谢神。
We must thank God.
因为我们是有能力可以管理我们的思想。
God has given us the ability to control all these things.
我再说一遍。
I'll repeat that.
因为这个很重要。
This is very important.
我们感谢神，因为神给我们能力，是能够管理我们自己的心思意念。
So God has given us the power, the ability.To control what? To control our thoughts and our beliefs.
同意人请说。
Those who agree, amen.
你绝对不会说，哎呀，我这样子想，我没有办法，我不得不想，我非想不可。这个意念，这个不好的，一直拉着你，没有这回事情。
Okay, it's not true that when you say, oh, I can't do it, I can't do it, I can't control myself, that I have to do it. That's not true.
我们这个华人的这个传统文化，孔夫子也说嘛。
Well, even Confucius has something to say like that.
非礼勿视，就是非礼勿看的意思。
See no evil.
所以那些什么色情的不好的图片啊，你根本就不要去看嘛。
So if you have encountered some doubting, just don't go look at it.
啊，如果别人吸毒是别人的事情啊。
If someone become drug dependent, that's their problem.
啊，你千万不要有这个念头说，哎，我也去吸吸看，我也想。这个害的感觉怎么样啊？
So please do not think that, okay, well, I would like to experience how do I feel after taking those drugs.
我以前在阿拉巴马州的一个教会服事。
Sometime ago when I was serving church at in the state of Alabama.
十年前啊。
About 10 years ago.
有个弟兄啊，就去纽约看他餐馆的朋友。
A brother went to New York to visit some of his friends in the restaurant.
有一些人他们的这个余兴节目是什么呢？余兴节目活动。
Okay, well they have some kind of a program going on.
就是吃摇头丸。
Oh, they will eat something. They eat some kind of a crack.
你们知道摇头丸吗
？You know what is crack?
吃完了以后就是这样常常摇头。
Okay, so after you eat those, you take those cracks and then you get high.
我说你吃了没有？他说他吃了。
So I asked him, did you take those things? He said, yes, indeed.
因为他那些朋友都在吃嘛。
Because all his buddies are also taking those drugs.
哦，他说还好，他吃的很少。
He said, well, luckily I only take a few.
他要吃很多就很糟糕。
If you took too much, you would be dangerous.
好像在那个气氛之下，哎呀，你的朋友都吃，你好像不得不吃了。
So it seems that he fall under the peer pressure. He's always buddies take those drugs that he cannot refrain from not taking.
诱惑来了，压力来了。
When temptations comes, then followed by pressure.
有的人就虽然心中可能有一点点挣扎。
Well, there are some who might struggle in their hearts.
哎，就顺着我也吃了，摇摇头了。
But they finally give up and say, okay, I will take some.
但是有的人呢
？But there are those
坚决不吃。
Who firmly reject.
你摇头，我点头。
You may think, but I would not.
弟兄姐妹们，这是一个例子。
This is an example.
但是举一反三。
Of course, you will get better, get the idea of what it means.
在社会里面各种诱惑的时候，你怎么做一个决定呢？
So when you are faced with so many temptations in the world, how do you make that decision?
你会有一点挣扎的。
I'm sure you will struggle.
但是挣扎以后，你要按照神的带领，按照圣经的原则做智慧的决定。
So once you are facing struggles in life, you must follow according to God's will about what God will do, what you do.
对于那些不好的事情
，towards those things that are bad,
我们要不想、不看、不说、也不做。
You must not think about it, not watch it, not utter it, and not do it.
四个步。
It's four steps.
好，我们一起来说一遍好不好？来来，不想、不看、不说、做。
Let's try to memorize that. Do not think about it. Do not watch it. Do not utter it. Do not do.
你真的按照这个原则去做，保证你可以有一个圣洁的、一个好的、有见证的。
I guarantee if you take those principles seriously and work it in your life, you will be able to handle all kinds of situations.
这是消极方面。
On the other hand,
还有积极方面。
Then you also have something that's more optimistic.
请大家来读提摩太前书三章九节。
Let's look at First Timothy, chapter 3:9.
好，请要存清洁的良心，固守真道的奥秘。
They must keep hold of the deep truths of the faith with clear conscience.
什么叫做清洁的良心？
What is the meaning of clear conscience?
就是你干干净净的良心嘛。
It means your heart is filled with holiness.
在任何情况下，你的良心可以在神的面前交账。
Under any circumstance, you can come before the Lord.
别人怎么评论待我没关系。
It doesn't matter what others say about you.
我的良心对得起我的主。
My conscience is fine with before God.
我的良心对得起我的教会。
My conscience say that I'm fine before my church.
我的良心对得起我的老婆，我的良心对得起我的儿女。
My conscience tells me I'm good before my wife, before my children.
这个就是一个干干净净、清洁的良心。
That is what it means by clear conscience.
那保罗在这里提醒我们什么呢？
Here, what is Paul trying to teach us?
因为这个世界的诱惑很多。
Because there are lots of temptation in this world.
所以一不小心，我们个人的老我会跑出来。
It's quite dangerous that our old self will come before us.
所以中文这个纯呐、这个纯这个动词很重要。
So this clear, this word clear in Chinese, keep this word keep hold. In Chinese, it's very important.
纯就是你要保持住的意思。
Means you must.Keep hold is you must protect it.
那意思说，不是礼拜天来这两个小时啊，我们非常的这个纯清洁的良心。
It doesn't mean that just on Sunday morning you come to the church and you keep hold of those deep truths.
等到我们下午回到家以后
，And afterward when you left church and go home，
在家里在公司
，Or at home or in church or in your workplace，
从礼拜一到礼拜六
，Monday to Saturday，
照样也要纯。要存这一颗清洁的良心。
We must continue to keep hold of this deep truth of the faith with a clear conscience.
因为我们在神的面前是赤裸敞开。
Because we open ourselves in front of God.
我不能在教会里面扮演一个很圣洁、很谦卑的这个态度。
I cannot be someone who is holy and pious in church.
一回到家一不爽我就骂老婆、踢小狗。
And then when I go home and when I'm not happy, I will just scold my wife or kick my dog.
这就忘记了纯乃是每一天纯每一个小时纯清洁的良心。
That means you fail to keep hold of these deep truths.
然后呢？
Clear conscience.
要固守真道奥秘。
And then you must also keep the deep truths of the faith.
真道的奥秘就是耶稣基督的十字架。
The truth of the faith is the cross of Jesus Christ.
我在强调中文的这个动词固守。
I continue to stay on the word keep hold.
就是你坚固的保守。
It means you enforce this word.
你紧紧的抓住一 耶稣基督十字架的奥秘。
You hold on to the cross of Jesus Christ and His message.
啊，不要被这个世界的潮流或者一些这个异端啊，这个被他们这个影响到。
Do not allow the rest of the world to influence you.
事实上，从我们领受的新生命以后。
Well, right after we receive this new life,
一个真正重生悔改的基督徒
a Christian who is born again,
我们对罪是相当敏感的。
We became very sensitive towards sin.
我相信很多人都有这样的经历。
And many of us have the same kind of experience.
所以罗马书说的一点不错。
The Romans said it quite correct.
我们在新生命呢，我们的新生命向着罪是死的，向着神是活的。
Okay, Romans says, Romans chapter 6 says, death we are dead to sin and alive to God.
你回想一下。
Just think about it.
从你信主以后，是不是对罪比较敏感呢？
Well, once we believe in Christ, have we become more sensitive to the acts of sin?
有这样经历的弟兄姐妹，请你举手一下，我看看
好吗？ Please raise your hand.
有没有？有没有？哦，很好，感谢主啊！
Praise the Lord.
你不可能信主以后对罪，跟你在信主以前完全是一样的。
There's no way that after you have accepted Christ in your life, then your sensitivity towards sin is just like before.
因为我们从主领受了一个。从主那里领受了一个新的生命。
Because we have received a new life from the Lord Jesus Christ.
和旧的生命是完全不一样。
That is very different from the old life that we once had.
以前哎呀，说点小谎，犯点小罪，没什么嘛，大家都这样子啊。
In the past, we tell a lie, a white lie, whatever lie, but it's okay. Everybody does that.
信主以后呢？
After you believe in Jesus.
好像我心里不太安了。
Well, so when you did that, when you did tell a lie, your heart doesn't feel too good.
我不是以前常分享吗？
Did I not always share with you my experience?
我在公司做事的时候。
When I was working in the company.
十五分钟 break, 我常常都摸一摸到20分钟，25分钟 break 再回去了。
The 15 minutes in the post that we are supposed to have turned out to be 20 minutes, 25 minutes.
老板给我的考绩不好。考绩就是 evaluation.
Oh, so the evaluation from my boss wasn't too good.
那我心里不爽。
I don't feel good.
我就把公司的这些什么便条纸啊、笔啊，通通拿回家。
So I took all those things, the stationery that belong to the company, and took them all back to my house.
我希望你们不要像我一样。
Please don't be like me, okay?
但是那是信主以前。
But that was before I came to know the Lord.
信主以后呢
？After I knew the Lord.
心里还是不爽。
I still don't feel good in my heart.
要拿的时候呢
？When I try to take those stationaries.
这个不是好见证哦。
That's a bad testimony.
虽然老板同事不知道。
Even though the boss might not know that.
你们知道谁知道吗
？You know who know that?
主知道。
God knows.
算了，不拿。
Don't touch it.
不给我这个升级，不给我加薪，算了。
But if you don't give me an increment, if you don't doesn't let me climb up the ladder, it's okay.
我开始对罪。不论是小的不好的，大的更不用讲，就不敢了，因为害怕，因为敬畏神的缘
故。So I began to live a life that I will try to avoid all those small sins, those minor sins. Of course, the major, the biggest sins I would not even attempt to think about it.
我相信很多弟兄姐妹都有这样的经历。
I'm sure a lot of brothers and sisters have such experiences.
因为有圣灵在我们里面提醒我。
Because the indwelling spirit continue to be mine.
所以求主帮助我们。
So may the Lord have mercy on us.
我们在基督里面，我们得到真正的自由。
So in Christ we have received liberty.
因为我们不再被罪所捆绑住。
Because we are no more enslaved by sins.
但是我们要遵行神的话。
So we must follow after God's word.
只有当我们遵行神的话，我们才能够得胜罪恶的诱惑。
And we live by His words, then we will be able to have victorious life.
我们才能活出一个丰盛喜乐的人生。
Then we will live a life full of victory.
第二个原则是什么
？The second principle, what is that?
就是对神忠诚，而且愿意遵行神的带领。
that is be responsible in your service to the church.
那我们看见约拿单的挣扎，在他的挣扎中，他做出了他的选择。
Now we see in Jonathan's struggle, he made his decision.
这个不容易啊。
It's not easy.
约拿单做出一个大公无私的选择。He
made a very selfless decision.
如果约拿单为了想要继承将来的王位。
But if Jonathan thinks about the throne,
因为他爸爸是王,
because his father was the king,
那将来当然顺理成章地传给他。
So naturally he would be the next king, next in line to be the king.
如果约拿单看重将来的王位胜过他和大卫的交情的话。
Therefore, if Jonathan placed importance on the throne rather than his friendship with David,
他也可以选择和他的父亲一起来追杀大卫。
Then he can make the decision to join him with his father to kill David.
但是约拿单知道那是会惹神愤怒的事情。
John knew that that decision will bring wrath from God.
因为大卫查来查去没有一点错。
But here's the thing, no matter how we investigate, we did not find anything wrong with David.
所以约拿单一直 劝勉他的父亲不要去追杀大卫。
For that reason, Jonathan continued to persuade his father to stop thinking about killing David.
可见约拿单对于神有一颗敬畏的心。
That shows that Jonathan is a man who has fear of God.
我们呢？
What about us?
在任何情况之下，我们都要敬畏神。
In any situation, let us also learn to be someone who is fears God.
就是要对神忠诚。
That we must also be loyal to God.
对神忠诚的意思就是忠心耿耿的跟随主。
To be faithful to God, that means we must faithfully follow after Him.
首先是自己的生活要有好的见证。
First thing first is that our life must be filled with good testimonies.
服侍主的教会要认真负责。
And we serve the church, we must be responsible in our service.
把你最好的恩赐来献给主。
Give off your best to the Lord.
我昨天早上来参与这个凉亭的这个建造。
Yesterday morning when I came to help out with our fixing up of the no, is that it? Then we have at the back of the church that there's a tent.
我真的很高兴。
I'm really happy.
我看见四五六位弟兄姐妹一起来做这个事情。
I see a number of brothers and sisters. We came together to work on that thing.
你要知道做这个事情的背后是什么？
You must understand what is the impetus behind doing this thing.
就是有一颗单纯爱教会的心嘛。
Is that we come together because we love the church and love the Lord.
单纯爱教会的心在主的眼中是非常宝贵的。
And we come before the Lord with such a heart is very important to God.
我是没做什么。
I didn't do a lot.
我就端茶端水而已。
I'll just do a little bit here, do a little bit there.
但是那些弟兄姐妹从早上8点半一直做到下午4、5点钟。
But they work from 8:00 in the morning all until afternoon at 4 o'clock afternoon.
我看见我们教会这个弟兄姐妹的爱心，爱教会的心。
I can see the love of God and the love of the church in those brothers and sisters.
我知道我们教会一定会成长。
I knew. And I believe our church will grow.
不要看事工的表面。
But don't look at just the surface of the ministry.
不要常常定位什么活动。
Don't just think of this, those are all just not another activity.
拜托。
Please.
活动的背后，你有没有看见那一颗心？
The push behind those activities, you will see hearts being put into it.
这才是最重要的。
That is most important.
求主带领我们的教会。
May the Lord lead our church.
第三个重点。
Number three.
就是要守住正直。
His honesty will lead to righteousness.
按真理行事。
So it will be right, so that we, as we follow after the guidance of the Lord.
我们看见约拿单的人格特质是什么？
So what can we see in Jonathan's action?
约拿单是一个非常正直的人。
He is someone who is very honest.
他知道他的父亲杀大卫是对的。
He knew that his father's will to kill David is not right.
可见约拿单明辨是非。
That means that Jonathan knows how to tell right from wrong.
对的就是对的嘛，错的就是错的。
in you, it was right, it's right, and wrong, it's wrong.
我们也要如此啊。
Real, we should do the same.
就是最基本的对错一定要分清楚。
But at least you must be able to tell right and wrong.
那我们的根据就是圣经神的话。
Let's base our decision made on God's word.
请大家来读箴言的六章十六到十九节。
Let's look at the Proverbs chapter
6,
this is 16 to 19.
十六节到十九节啊，一起来啊，请。耶和华所恨恶的有六样，连他心里所憎恶的共有七样，就是高傲的脸、撒谎的舌、流无辜人的血、手涂抹恶计的心、非好行恶的脚、涂谎言的假见证，并弟兄中不善纷争的人。
Okay, Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 to 19. There are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil.
神不喜悦的很清楚。
God doesn't like those things.
有骄傲，说谎，杀人，诡诈，作恶，做假见证，还有造谣生事。
Things that God that is detestable to God, including the haughty eyes, the lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, false witnesses, and also lies, and to steal a conflict in the community.
这都是神啊极度厌恶的事情。
Those are the things that God hates.
那么什么是讨神喜悦的好事呢
？So what are the things that God that pleases God？
我们来读啊，《腓立比书》四章八节。
Let's take a look at Philippians chapter 4, verse 8。
好，一起来啊，请弟兄们，我还有未尽的话：凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think of such things.
我们就看第一个真实的。
Let's look at the first thing.
看看今天的世界啊，里面这个骗子实在太多。
First thing is truth. But let us look at our world. There are a lot of things. There are so many charlatans that is in our society.
许多诈骗集团可以说无所不骗。
There are a lot of fraud syndicates that they will try their best to cheat you out of everything.
这个骗的手法越来越高明。
Oh, the method that they use are really, really advanced.
哎呀，也是常常你给我诈，勾心斗角。
And then always many times they scheme, they sort of have interests.
以至于人与人之间就缺少了信任感。
And they scheme so many things that men because of lost faith in one another.
不知不觉中就养成了怀疑别人的心态。
So unknowingly our men begin to have this kind of untrusting kind of mindset in us.
咦，黄牧师，你为什么对我这么好啊？
Why is he so good to me?
你是不是有什么企图啊？
Do you have some kind of ulterior motives?
你是不是想拉我来入教会？
You're trying to grab me and put me in the church?
哦，所以这个是很糟糕的一个情况。
And it's something that is really, really bad.
如果人与人之间失去了信任感，
If human beings lost their trust about one another,
那将是一个很大的悲剧。
That becomes a huge human tragedy.
世界虽然败坏
，Even though the world may be in that kind of situation，
但是感谢神，因为主在世界里面设立了许多的教会。
Yet I praise God because He has established His churches everywhere。
你知道为什么很多人喜欢来教会吗
？Where why people love to come to church？
因为教会里面的人都很真诚。
Because people in the church。They are all very nice and very true.
啊，就是很真实的。
They they live in integrity.
所以来教会的人呢，福音朋友，他就感到来教会很放松、很自然嘛。
So when people come and attend churches, they don't have to put up that defense. They can let down their guard.
因为弟兄姐妹都是以诚信待人嘛。
Because brothers and sisters treat them with honesty.
那这是教会吸引人的地方。
That's one of the main things the church can attract people to.
所以基督徒呢，必须要做一个这个诚实的人，说真诚的话。
So being Christians, we must be honest before any, before everyone.
守住正直是做人的基本条件。
So live an integrity life, that is very important.
请大家来读雅各书的5章12节。
Let's take a look at James, book of James, the 5 verse 12.
好，起来。 我的弟兄们，最要紧的是，不能起誓，不可指着天起誓，也不可指着地起誓，无论何事都不可起。你们说话是就说是，不是就说不是，免得你们落在审判之下。James
chapter 5 verse 12. Above all, my brothers and sisters, do not swear, not even by heaven or by earth or by anything else. All you need to say is a simple yes or no. Otherwise, you will be condemned.
特别是最后这一句,
especially the last words.
意思就是说，我们的回答，我们讲话是就是真诚的，不是就是不是。
It means that when we reply yes, if it's yes.
基督,
if I know, if it's no.
基督徒不能做一个虚伪的人。
We must not become someone who is not the, who stands in the middle.
讲话也不要拐弯抹角，很累人了，还要猜来猜去，这个实在很累。主耶稣的教导是就说是，不是就是不是，可以就是可以，不可以就是不可以。Lesson
from Jesus, if it's yes, you say yes; if it's no, you say no.
只不过说我们婉拒别人，是我们态度温和一点。Well,
but anyway, we have say that with love.
说很抱歉，这个事情我做不到啊，请你能够理解，实在没有办法。
I'm sorry, this is something that I cannot do. Please forgive me.
不可否认的，我们在平常生活中有各式各样不同的挣扎。
I have to admit that, we know there are a lot of challenges and struggles in our daily life.
比方说，太太看上一件很漂亮的衣服，想买。
Give an example. A woman saw a beautiful dress and she would love to have it.
女为悦己者容。
As a woman makes herself beautiful for her beloved.
这可以理解了。
We can understand.
但是先生一看价钱。
But when the husband looks at the price tag.
哇，这个太贵了。
Oh my goodness, this is too expensive.
先生心里就又挣扎了。
So he began to struggle his heart.
最后就对太太说。
So he speak to his wife.
哎呀，可不可以等减价时候再买呀？
Why don't we wait until it goes on sale then?
太太说，等减价的时候就没有我的尺寸了，也不一定是我喜欢的颜色啊。But
the wife explained about by that time it may not have my sizes and the color that I like.
啊，先生就很不希望太太去买。Husband
is not happy about his wife purchasing that.
哎呀，太太也不高兴。
Wife is again, no.
哎，你这么小气。
Ah, you're so cheap.
我就自己给自己买。
I buy for myself.
不知道大家有类似这样的经验。Do
you have such a kind of a similar experience?
好像发生在很多不同的家庭。
That seems that this kind of experiences happen in many families.
无论你是买衣服、买沙发、买冰箱，甚至买车，夫妻两个常常有不同的。
It doesn't matter whether you're buying a dress or buying a sofa set or a TV or even a car.
你怎么调和呢？
How do you ameliorate such kind of situation?
还有一个实际的例子让我印象非常深刻。
This and a very example that I would like to share with you.
就是我以前在德州服侍的教会。Many
years ago, I was serving in a church in Texas.
有一对夫妻呢，他们平常的关系就很不好。There's
a couple who's even during good time, their relationship is not very good.
有一个礼拜六呢，他们就开车开了两个小时的 freeway 到 Houston 的唐人街呢去 shopping.
So on one particular weekend, they drove about 2 hours to Houston to Chinatown to go shopping.
啊，先生看上了一个东西，很想买。Husband
saw something that he really wanted to buy.
结果太太坚决反对。
But the wife disagreed.
当然就闹得很不愉快啊。
First, the argument started.
啊，结果太太就做了一件事情。
So the wife is something.
就把先生丢在 Houston 的 Chinatown， 他一个人太太开车回家了。
So she left husband alone and she drove home all by herself.
你知道结果如何
？So you know what happened?
这个先生走了整整13个小时，两条路，两条腿走路。走了13个小时，走 freeway 哈，沿着 freeway 走了13个小时都回到家。
So this husband had to walk literally walk 13 hours at home.
啊，起因就是这个东西先生想买，太太不让他买。
It's just something that they argue about wife and wife have to refuse, and the husband was buying, the wife didn't want.
从吵架赌气做出一个很伤害彼此感情的事情。
So just because of the disagreement, they turn from argument to resentment, and then from resentment to irrational action.
这两个宝贝还是基督徒。
Unfortunately, both of them are Christians.
所以求主帮助我。
May the Lord mercy on us.
我们会有各种不同的挣扎。
We have a lot of struggles in life.
但是我们要求主给我们智慧，怎么样在挣扎的过程中做一个对的决定。
May the Lord give us wisdom from above to know how to make the right decision in those struggles.
我们承认，我们每一个人都有软弱。
I agree that everyone of us have struggles in life.
所以我们需要主的话，还有主的圣灵来帮助。
For that, the more we need the word of God and the strength from God to during these situations.
今天你最大的挣扎是什么
？What is your biggest challenge today?
让我们来复习这三个原则。
Let us look at part one again. These three four principles.
三个原则，我们一起读一下好吗
？Let's read it together.
第一个来，良知的提醒能够分别是非，对神忠诚就是遵行神的旨意，守住正直就是按公义行事。
Let's read together in English. Number one, conscience will tell right from wrong. Number two, faithfulness will lead to fulfillment of God's will. And number three, honesty will lead to righteous acts.
我们一起同心祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们谢谢你给我们的话语。
Lord, we thank you for your words.
我们从约拿单的挣扎中看见他做的决定。
From the struggles of Jonathan, we see his decision.
我们也有各式各样不同的挣扎。
We too have experienced a lot of challenges in life.
但是耶稣基督，你既然是我们生命的主。
The Lord Jesus, since you are the Lord of our life,
我们就来投靠你。
We want to come and be dependent on you.
我们就来呼求你。
We come to beseech you.
求你来做主。
Please, you come and become our Lord.
求你来带领我们。
Please lead us.
我们求你的圣灵透过你的话语来帮助我们做最好的决定。
We pray that your Holy Spirit will guide us and help us to make the right decision.
让我们每一个选择都是讨你的喜悦。
That every decision we make will please you.
是没有后悔的。
That we will not regret on it.
我们谢谢你的信息。
We thank you for the message.
祷告交托，奉靠耶稣基督。
Pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.